Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Jhene Hoyne in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoyne. A run out by Hoyne. Got it for two. What a play by Jhene Hoyne. Five in a row by Jhene. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for good. A dunk. He's busted. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Mixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Dosik. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp squished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
He's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome once again to Sydney High School. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It's Fort Loramie against Mechanicsburg. Two of the top-seeded teams in this tournament. In fact, Fort Loramie was the number one, Mechanicsburg the number four. We just had another sectional final completed between the two and the three seeds, and Legacy Christian nipped Rushi 41-38 on a buzzer beater. We've got two fast-paced clubs here in our nightcap, and Chuck, we expect more scoring than 41-38 in this game for sure.
Oh, I think so. I thought the nerves really kind of wreaked havoc on both teams in that first game.
Yep.
It calmed down. The fourth quarter was a well-played basketball game. If they would have played all four of them like that, that would have been fun to watch. I don't think we're going to see that here. I know we're not going to see it from Loramie because they got too much. I mean, they've been here forever, and they don't expect. I mean, they would be the saddest people in the world if they didn't get out of a sectional game.
And Fort Loramie Redskin young ladies, 24-1 on the year. 12-0 was the finish in the Shelby County League, earning a championship in the SCAL. Meanwhile, Mechanicsburg comes in with an overall mark of 16-8, 11-5 in the Ohio Heritage Conference, 8-2 in the OHC North Division. Carla Siegel, 20th year at the helm of the Fort Loramie girls. Christy Dodane has been here forever, guiding the Mechanicsburg program. She's got a lot of experience coaching girls basketball, and these two head coaches will match strategy in this contest tonight. Carla loves that part of the game. Should be very interesting to watch these two head coaches go at it as they try to outwit the other. This Mechanicsburg team has lost 8 times. There have been better Mechanicsburg clubs. I can recall of a couple in the last half dozen years as good, if not better, than this one. Mechanicsburg did lose 8 in the regular season. I don't pay a whole lot of attention, Chuck, to common opponents, except I do view the fact that Mechanicsburg lost at Bodkins on Saturday, December 1st, 61-31.
Jeez.
That was a 30-point shellacking Mechanicsburg suffered at Bodkins. Really, one other common opponent, West Liberty Salem. That's the only blemish on the Fort Loramie record. We covered that game. Fort Loramie led all but 7 seconds, lost to West Liberty Salem by 1. West Liberty beat Mechanicsburg on February 6th by a score of 46-30. Here in tournament play, Mechanicsburg opened up with a victory over Jackson Center, 50-18, and Fort Loramie thumped Jackson Center twice. Really nothing to be gleaned at all from looking at these common foes. These two teams far different than they were during the regular season. Fort Loramie is for sure a lot of young players for the Redskins, and some of these 9th and 10th and 11th graders, Chuck, probably feel like seniors in terms of basketball game time.
Well, they've been playing a lot of basketball for the years. The juniors for sure feel like seniors.
Yep,
there's only 2 seniors on the whole floor tonight, and that's Dingy for Mechanicsburg and also Shipfer, Ellie Shipfer. Other than that, there's not a senior out here, so it's going to be young people playing basketball. And one thing, you were talking about the Mechanicsburg teams that were really good in the past. The one name you don't see in the lineup is a Dodane, because they had a string of 3 of them. I think the oldest one was the best, but there was nothing wrong with the other two either.
Fort Loramie breezed through its schedule, lost game 5 at West Liberty Salem. Since that point in time, the Redskins, who are now 24-1, my mistake, Fort Loramie is now 23-1. Redskins are 23-1 on the year, if my math is correct.
That'd be right. They were 21-1 and they won 2 tournament games.
23-1 for Fort Loramie. Redskins have reeled off a grand total of 19 straight triumphs. Did have a close call on the road back on January 26th at Miami East, 46-43. Spectacular finish to that game by Fort Loramie, which knotted it up after being down by 6 or 7 with a minute to go, 1-0 T. That may have been a wake-up call and a good thing for the Redskins.
Well, I think so, too. And if I'm not mistaken, they were down like 7 points with like 10 seconds to go and came back and sent it into overtime. But, you know, and if they would have lost that game, that still would have been a good learning tool for Coach Siegel to use. But this is as good. Now, they go to Columbus a lot. This is as good a one team as I've seen them play offensively.
Yes, head coach Carla Siegel is so impressed with the outside shooting on this club. She's had a team or two that she told me probably would match or exceed this club in terms of outside shooting. But I tell you what, from the perimeter, this club's been red hot the last 12, 15 games.
Oh, yeah, they shoot it well. I mean, the team that jumps out of my mind is the one that had Janelle Overdane.
Yep.
And Bonanzer, the older of the two. Both of them could shoot it, but that was an inside-outside combination that was hard to beat, and they won a state championship.
Yeah, I remember the 2013 team beat Berlin Island 57-42, and if I remember the scorebook correctly, correctly, that Bonanza had four threes in that game, one in each quarter.
That's what you need to do.
Right. The Redskins have so much depth, and that's the other significant factor. It ultimately wears down the opposition, and Fort Loramie can go pell-mell 120% on defense every single second, every game.
Well, you've got, coming off the bench, you got Caitlin Gasson, who comes out and does a great job. You got Riley Heitkamp, who's only a freshman. You got Corinne Heitkamp, a sophomore. Schultes came up from the JV team as a freshman and moved into the starting lineup with the varsity. We watched her play two or three JV games, and we knew that Phil Barhorst was not going to have her very long. Jaden Putoff, she would be a star on any other team we've watched this year, and she comes off the bench also for Fort Loramie.
Yep, yep, yeah. The Redskins have got an A team, an A minus team, and on a given day, the A minus team is the A team.
Yeah,
and the A team is the A minus team.
And look at that Loramie crowd over there.
Yeah, the east side of the Sydney High School gym is packed with red and black, a lot of purple and gold to our left on the west side. But the Fort Loramie crowd is up clapping in unison as the entire Redskins roster is being introduced before the start of this sectional championship game between Fort Loramie and Mechanicsburg. Thanks so much to Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. That's Geyers in Fort Loramie. Also in Redskin country, M&A Muffler and Tires. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Thanks to these anchor underwriting sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Starting five for Fort Loramie. Kennedy Gebhardt, 8 points a game, 5'5", junior guard. Kenzie Holscher, the wing, 6 feet tall, 7.5 points a game, just a sophomore. Marissa Myron, 5'8", a senior, 12.5 a game. Dana Rose, 5'11", sophomore, 9.5 points a game. And the fifth starter is Taylor Ratterman, 5'5", junior, averaging 6.75 points per game. Redskins really only fashion one young lady who is clearly in double digits. That's Miss Marissa Myron, up around 12. But 7 or 8 people score, 7, 8, 9 points a game. And the defense is terrific, game in, game out. The depth, remarkable. Opening five for Mechanicsburg. Grace Forrest, a 5'7 sophomore forward, 13.6 a game. She's the leading scorer. Morgan Hamby in the post, a 5'9 junior at 10 a game. Emma Jones, a 5'8 junior guard at 7. Ellie Schipfer, another post player, 6 foot senior, 9.1. And Emma Violet, a guard, 5'8 sophomore, 6 points a game. Pretty good, well-rounded scoring displayed by Mechanicsburg.
Yep, and they got a little size too, so.
Yep, Mechanicsburg does have the size advantage with a couple young ladies up around the 6 foot mark. Well, I should say Schipfer at 6 feet, Hamby at 5'10. Here is the opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie. Redskins in the road black, red numbers outlined in white. Mechanicsburg white from top to bottom, purple numerals with gold piping, and Fort Loramie on its fourth or fifth pass of the first quarter loses control, and it goes out of bounds to Mechanicsburg.
Yeah, right through her hands.
Here come the Indians up and over the timeline. It's Forrest on the dribble out high. Ratterman all over her. And there's that superlative defense from Fort Loramie. A 5 second count in the first 8 seconds of the Indians' possession.
Well, Mechanicsburg has not seen anybody play defense like this.
Here is Dana Rose up the floor for Fort Loramie. Gives it up in the corner right in front of us to Holscher. Holscher on the arc, picked up by Jones. Holscher drives, tries to throw it opposite to a teammate, and the ball glanced off the edge of the backboard, and Mechanicsburg gets the ball on the Redskins' second turnover here in the first minute. Here's a cross-court pass by the Indians, caught by Forrest, low on the left. Throws on the arc to the three-point shooter. It's chucked up there from long range by Violet, short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Radiman with a bullet down the floor to Holscher. Holscher to the cup, up and in.
Nice look, and I'll tell you what, that's a good job by Kenzie to put the ball on her left hand because he wasn't going to make it with her right hand.
2-0 Redskins, opening a minute 15. Here's Emma Violet on the arc for Mechanicsburg. Dribbles between the rings, hands off to Emma Jones. Dishes left corner, Violet. Gets a screen from Schipfer. High right, Forrest. Right corner, Jones. Ball poked up in the air by Ratterman, goes out of bounds. 6:25 left in the first. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Already a change for Mechanicsburg. Casey Schipfer checks in for Emma Jones. Ball thrown in just beyond the timeline in the Indians' half court. Entered rear side of the timeline to Forrest. Forrest dribbles. She's doubled. Stolen by Myring. Myring a run out. Driving layup. Got it. 4-0 Fort Loramie. Here's Forrest in backcourt. Fort Loramie's Dana Rose reaches up and swats the pass against the Sydney High School Yellow Jackets mat at the end of the floor. Press applied by Fort Loramie. Mechanicsburg enters to Violet, who comes up the right side. Checked tightly by Myring. Ball thrown outside the arc, straight away to Forrest. Long three-pointer, hit the back brace. Rebound Hamby in the lane, deflected away by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. Ratterman just passed to Gebhardt. Down to Rose. Rose powers to the hoop. Got it for two more. Quick three-on-two break by Fort Loramie. 6-0 Redskins. Down the floor, Casey Schipfer for Mechanicsburg. Dumps it to Hamby in the post. Hamby squares up, missed the 10-footer. Rebound Fort Loramie, off and running. Another three-on-two. Gebhardt stops, hit the cutter, Rose. Poked away, she got it back. Foul line to Holscher. 15-foot J, bullseye. Indians need a timeout. Fort Loramie off and running. Up 8-0. 5:23 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
New underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you closely step by step as you build your new home. And Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Here's a missed shot, driving to the basket by Mechanicsburg. Fort Loramie quickly down the floor. Holscher baseline below the rim. Tries to throw to a teammate, foul line. Stolen by Mechanicsburg. Then thrown away. Picked off by Fort Loramie, which makes a bad pass. Indians get it back. Baseline left. Short shot by Hamby from 10 feet. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Run out. Gebhardt stops in the lane. Lays it up. Short. No good. Caitlin Yassin got the long rebound. To Ratterman. Three ball. Good. Taylor Ratterman flips it in from out back. 11-0 Redskins. 4:28 left here in the first quarter. Here's Mechanicsburg. Diagonal pass. Driving layup by Grace Forrest is no good. She blew a gimme. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here's a deflection in the corner. Mechanicsburg on the steal. And Holscher gets it back but stepped out of bounds. Redskins have substituted early on. Back on the arc to Forrest. Forrest, leading scorer on the year, 13.6. Dishes to Casey Shipp for good defense before Lorman. Casey dribble drive below the foul line. She's doubled. Ball's on the deck. Maybe a reach-in foul against Fort Lorman. Maybe a jump. Nope.
I think Schultz, when she reached in, she grabbed an arm and the basketball.
It's common. Ball being inbounded by the Mechanicsburg Indians.
Yeah, it's Colleen Brandewey.
Colleen Brandewey in now for Fort Lorman. Caitlin Gaston has checked in. Ava Schultz on the floor as well. Mechanicsburg fires it cross court. Again, Fort Lorman deflects out of bounds. 3:31 to go first quarter, 11-0 Redskins. Inbounding the basketball, Mechanicsburg from side court. Long lob down inside. Good catch and a make by Ellie Schipfer. The 6-foot post player gets the first deuce for Mechanicsburg. It took the Indians 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Caitlin Gaston, 5'2 sophomore. To Dana Rose. Rose to a teammate. It's Jaden Putoff who's in, 5'10 soft. Her pass deflected and stolen by the Indians. Mechanicsburg down the floor. Forrest right in front. Fires it left wing to Casey Schipfer. She leans in from 10. Missed it short. No good. Rebound Hamby right in front. It bounced off. Stick back. Good by L.A. Schipfer. 4 straight by Mechanicsburg. Here come the Redskins. Running hard down the floor. Dana Rose. She crowds her way in on the baseline. And an Indians player flops. Mechanicsburg crowd wanted a charge. And Dana Rose is awarded 2. It's called a block. 2:45 to go, first quarter. Dana eyes the basket. Swish on the free throw. 12-4 Redskins. Having checked out for Fort Loramie is Colleen Brandewey. Second free throw is good.
They went back to their starters.
Yep. So the Redskins hit 2 foul shots to go up 13-4, each one by Rose, dead center. Here's Mechanicsburg, a quick challenge in the left corner. Long 3, pumped up from downtown by Emma Jones. It hit the rim and spiraled up and over the backboard. And that's the first time I've seen that happen, Chuck. It got caught among supports behind the glass.
Yeah, if it goes over the backboard here with that little spot, it gets stuck every time.
Yeah, there's an X crossbar back there which can hem it in. And that did occur. Ball out of bounds to Fort Lorman. Caitlin Gaston, 5'2 sophomore. Left wing, Taylor Ratterman. Taylor hurls up a 3 and kicked off the rim. Far corner rebound by Dana Rose.
What a hustle play by Dana.
Down a Meyering foul line. Shot fake. She drives the pivot foot. That's close call. I'm not sure if she walked or not. 13-4 Redskins, 2:14 left first quarter. First game tonight won by Legacy Christian in thrilling fashion at the buzzer. 41-38 over Rushi. Ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Lorman. And Mechanicsburg will pitch it in play once again. It's entered up the left side to Schipfer. Schipfer gets an elbow from Ratterman. Here's a double team. Ball pried away by Fort Lorman. Ratterman's got the steal. Outlet to Meyering. To Gebhardt. Back to Meyering. Poked away by Mechanicsburg, which gets the steal. Here comes Grace Forrest. Baseline left to a teammate. It's Schipfer. Schipfer up and under. No, it hung on the rim. Rebound Fort Lorman. Tie up occurs. Quick hands from Mechanicsburg. Fort Lorman's made a few too many turnovers, I think.
Six.
Wow. Head coach Carlos Siegel cannot be happy with that. Fort Lorman usually plays at this pace with 15 or so. Sometimes fewer, sometimes a few more than that. Been on a pace for well in excess of 20. Mechanicsburg gets the arrow and the ball. Down 13-4. Ball thrown to Hamby in the post. Back to the basket. Pitches to Forrest in the corner. Right back to Hamby. Hamby 16 feet away. Throws opposite cross court. Meyering on the pickoff. Leads to Holscher leaking out. Driving layup. Blew it. No good. Rebound tipped around. Holscher's got it back in the corner. And she simply lost the ball. Another turnover. Fort Lorman. Actually, Chuck, the jump which resulted in the Mechanicsburg arrow. That could technically go down as a turnover. Another one right here.
Yep. Not sure how Kenzie missed that layup.
No. Right in front of us. I think I could have made one out of three.
I wouldn't have gotten there. They would have caught me.
Here is Mechanicsburg dribbling to the timeline. Pressure applied before Loramie. Redskins shake it free. Jump ball this time. Redskins get the arrow at side court. Minute 14 to go. First quarter. 13-4 Fort Loramie. Redskins have scored just one hoop in the last 2 minutes. Ball pitched to Ratterman at center circle. She veers off to the right. Now at the elbow. Flips it behind her to Dana Rose. Head coach Carla Siegel barks out a play. It's thrown foul line to Ava Scholl's spin move. She's crowded. Tie up. Good aggressiveness, Mechanicsburg.
She had an 8-footer, and she decided she was going to turn it into a 6-footer and turn the ball over.
Agreed. 61 ticks to go on the clock. First quarter. 9-point lead for Loramie. It's walked up the Grace Forest. Crossover dribble against Gebhardt. Outside the arc on the left to Violet. She veers off into the right corner. And we've got Fort Loramie fighting through a screen and fouling. 50 seconds left, period number one. 13-4, Fort Loramie. Inbounding Grace Forrest at side court for Mechanicsburg. She fires to Forrest. Or I should say it was Emma Jones inbounding to Forrest. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie underneath the basket. Again, Indians throw in. 46 ticks to go in the period. 9-point lead Fort Loramie. And here's a missed throw in the corner intended for Hamby. Fort Loramie possession.
It was going to be their ball, and she at the last second stuck a hand out and barely touched it.
Dana Rose to midcourt on the bounce. Angles right, reverses dribble. Halter dribble, top of the circle. Gebhardt, right wing. Kennedy through the lane. Bounce pass to Scholtis in the middle on the arc to Ratterman. She chucks up a three, missed it heavy as she was bothered and jammed on the shoulder, I think, when she released it by one of the guards out front for Mechanicsburg. Lanny Wilhelm, 5'4 freshman, or Grace Forrest, a 5'7 sophomore, picked up the foul. And Taylor Ratterman steps to the stripe. She's got a trio of free throws here. The first one is no good. 26.4 to go in the first. 13-4 Fort Loramie. Second shot, Ratterman on the way. Yes. Redskins have been a little lean in the field goal department in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well, they were getting it out of there. They were stealing the ball and getting good fast breaks down the floor, and now that's stopped.
Here is Ratterman at the stripe again. Ames fires in and out as she made the middle of the three. Missed the first and third. Mechanicsburg went way up in the air to get the rebound. Nice board by Ellie Schipfer. Ball thrown to midcourt to Violet. Back to Schipfer. Knocked away by Fort Loramie over the timeline. 10 seconds left. Here's a deflected pass by Fort Loramie. It went opposite to Grace Forrest, who got the ball in shooting range from 6 feet. Couldn't get it to go. Fort Loramie knocked it loose out of bounds. 5.2 to go in the quarter. Redskins up 10. Mechanicsburg inbounding. It's thrown 30 feet away to Violet. She's at the elbow on the left and tied up by the Redskins, who get the arrow with 2.1 left. 14-4 Fort Loramie. Redskins only one bucket last 4 minutes of the first quarter. Here's Gebhardt firing midcourt Holscher. Near side to Gasson. And she throws it up and over the backboard for midcourt as the first quarter concludes. Redskins 14, Mechanicsburg 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thanks so much, M&A Muffler and Tires, Fort Loramie game sponsor, here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Fort Loramie with a tire sale at M&A Muffler and Tires you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. M&A Muffler and Tires, free pickup and delivery. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Kepi, Jeff Gebhardt, M&A Muffler and Tires. Good idea to get a new set, to get a firm grip on the road before the weather gets another grip on you. Opening half minute, second quarter, Fort Loramie with a quick miss. Mechanicsburg down 10, has the ball, and going up over the top to make the steal. It is Schultes for Fort Loramie, quickly down the floor to Ratterman. Pulls inside the arc, stops, can't shoot, back out to Gebhardt. Redskins have made just one field goal now in 5 minutes of playing time.
Yeah, they've cooled off. They're turning the ball over too much. They've got nine turnovers.
Here's Ava Schultes, now Ratterman near flank. 14-4 Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Gebhardt flashing into the lane at Dana Rose. She caught it, and it's tied up immediately by Schipfer. Mechanicsburg has been especially good on defense, doing just that, knotting the Redskins up. This time they benefit from the arrow. No, it should be Fort Loramie's possession. Everybody was lined up wrong. It was corrected.
Yeah, they had the arrow wrong.
Yep. The official, Mr. Stokes, caught it.
Tom's over there messing things up.
6:48 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie beneath the rim. Good inbounds play as Gebhardt hit the cutter. Schultes, she forced her way to the basket, couldn't get it to drop, but was nailed on the back of the hand, and she's got two. Free throw by Ava, yes. Ava Schultes, a sparkling freshman, 5 feet 9 inches tall, up to about 9.5 points a game off the bench. Second shot, dead center again. Just a frosh. Plays like a junior. 16-4, Fort Loramie but 12. 6:40 left here in the second quarter. Pressure at midcourt. Deflected pass. A run out the other way. Driving. Left hand. Holscher got it. Indians need a timeout. Down 18-4. 90 seconds gone in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And thank you so much, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles there. Customer pricing and financing, super deals always. When Gus Geyer established Geyers in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. That's GeyersInc.com. 18-4, Fort Loramie. Mechanicsburg inbounds. Left corner of the floor. It's handled there on the play by Ellie Schipfer. Out back to Hamby, now to Ellie. Ellie's got the ball 25 feet away. Now to Forrest in the left corner. Baseline drive, a little looper. skipped off the rim, no good. Rebound tracked down by Violet. She can't reach it. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 18-4 Redskins, 6:07 to go in the second. Here comes Fort Loramie to midcourt. Caitlin Gassenbeck out there, 5'2 sophomore. Gassenbeck gave the ball up, cut through the middle of the floor, then took a spill. Popped back up, caught the ball in the left corner, threw it to the post. Oh, a good cut by Myron. She caught it and laid it through.
Woo.
Beautiful play.
Brandewee to Myring. That was a heck of a play.
Colleen Brandewee, a 5'8 freshman with an excellent dish right there. What a feed. Here is Mechanicsburg's Hamby down low on the right. Hook shot. No. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here comes a 3-on-2 Express. Spotting up behind the arc is Ratterman. Lets it fly. No good. Mechanicsburg has the rebound. Here comes Forrest to midcourt. 20-4 Fort Loramie. 5:18 to go here in the second quarter. And here's a pilfer job taken away by Ratterman. Ratterman scoots the other way. Layup for two. 22-4 Fort Loramie. Mechanicsburg's Grace Forrest over the timeline. Redskins have kicked it into high gear again. Forrest baseline right. Tries a bank shot on the move. Short. Tie up on the rebound. Mechanicsburg will keep it. Thanks so much to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Talk to the pros at Tom and Jerry's. Fully licensed. Earning each customer one quality customer at a time. Outstanding reputation, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Here's a loose ball on the deck after a missed Mechanicsburg shot. It rolls away from Fort Loramie after a black shirt got a piece of it last, and it goes out of bounds. Ball being thrown in by the Indians. Underneath the rim, it's Forrest. She's doubled. Spin move, no good, but a two-shot foul upcoming.
You couldn't see Forrest because of the trees.
Free throws here for Mechanicsburg, which has scored only 4 points in 11 and a half minutes of this game. Free throw, Forrest is good. 22-5, Redskins. Second shot by Forrest. Excuse me. It is no good off the heel. Good job by Fort Loramie's Brandewee, who stepped in front of the shooter, got the rebound. Then Brandewee hustled down the floor, got the third pass, slicing toward the rim, and laid it through. A rebound, and then points at the other end of the floor for the freshman Brandewee, and then Mechanicsburg flips it 50 feet down the court, out of bounds.
Now Brandewee had the great assist to Ratterman. Ratterman had a nice assist to Brandewee. That's the way it works.
Here is Fort Loramie attacking outside the arc straight away. It's Ratterman. Spin move, top of the circle. Right flank, Gaston. Lobs in the lane to Brandewee. Extra pass to put off. She's dashing toward the basket. Snared it and scored in one motion. Well done by Fort Loramie. Chris passing right now, paying off. 26-5 Redskins. 3:50 to go here in the second quarter. Over guarding on Fort Loramie. As Forrest dribbled into the right corner for Mechanicsburg. Couple of substitutions every now and then. Head coach Carlos Siegel makes that hockey line change out there. Ball inbounded, deep left corner Indians. Long three-pointer by Forrest is a beauty. It's a triple. 26-8. Redskins by 18. 3:38 left here in the second. Dana Rose outside the arc. Straight away goes to Brandewee. Now back to Dana, foul line. Brandewee inside the arc. Mid-range jumper. Boom! She hits it. Colleen Brandewee is dynamite here.
How would you like to be next year make the choices of who's going to play for this team?
Who's going to make the team? 3:13 left, second quarter, 28-8, Fort Loramie. Here's a deflected pass, top of the circle. Mechanicsburg nearly gave it up. Fort Loramie gets it back. Here comes the double team. Far right wing. It is Schipfer lobbing to Hamby. It's on the deck. Two white shirts, two black shirts. Redskins possession.
You got Corinne Heitkamp out there now.
Yep, she's been a steady performer in off the bench.
Only a sophomore.
Mm-hmm. Corinne out there for Fort Loramie. Here is a bad pass for the Redskins. Steal. Forrest has got it for Mechanicsburg. Throws it down the floor to Hamby. Right back to Forrest on the arc with 2:38 to go here in the second. And the Redskins leading 28-8. Ball lob to Hamby. Baseline right over the back. Foul against Fort Loramie. Corinne Heitkamp, a 5'6 sophomore. Team foul situation, 5 on the Redskins, 3 on Mechanicsburg. Very few fouls in this game, which has been played extremely aggressively. Holscher back in for Fort Loramie. Meiering sits down. 3 players, in fact, go to the bench. Kennedy Gebhardt had been out briefly. She's in there again. Ball thrown head of the key by Mechanicsburg. It is caught there by Forrest. Forrest, a workhorse, goes into the corner, now down the baseline, and she gets the knee from a Redskin defender. Still common. Ball out of bounds to the Indians with 2:18 left here in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie leading 28-8. May be ruled in the act of shooting. Yep, it was, because Grace Forrest toes the stripe. And she pops it in to make it 28-9. Redskins up 19. Second shot by Forrest. Dips the knees. Connects once more. Strong player, just a sophomore.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Approaching 14 points a game. Boy, you can tell she's got basketball savvy. Here is Fort Loramie. 1, 2, 3 passes. Dana Rose, short corner jumper. Got it from 15. Dana right on target. That's her specialty. That distance is what she likes. A minute 54 to go here in the second. 30-10. Fort Loramie, whose pressure causes Mechanicsburg to go over and back.
They've got 7 girls down the first half that have scored.
And who knows, Chuck, by the end of the game, maybe.
Could be all of them.
Maybe 14.
Could be all of them.
7 times 2. Here's Fort Loramie running up the floor. It's Rose to Holscher, near center circle. Minute 48. Kenzie behind the back, enters the paint, fires into the corner. Ball lobbed to the cutter in the lane. Rose, awkward shot in traffic, got it to go down. Wow. Strong.
Strong.
Indeed. Well done by Dana Rose. As Dana fought through congestion, 2 or 3 white-shirted bodies, and still forced it up and in. Good muscle.
In the opening, I talk about her and the game that she played against Versailles with those big girls inside. She didn't back down at all.
Nope. 32-10, Fort Loramie, which commits a personal foul, sending Mechanicsburg to the stripe for the 1-1 with a minute 20 left here in the second. 22-point lead for Fort Loramie. Redskins have played, in excess of 10 so far?
Oh, yeah.
Free throw Indians by Lanny Wilhelm. No good off the heel. Long rebound Fort Loramie. Kennedy Gebhardt in the middle. Head of the key. Veers off to the right. Slows it down. Bounce pass for Dana Rose. Misses its mark. It's stolen by L.A. Schipfer of Mechanicsburg and then gotten right back by Gebhardt. Gebhardt in backcourt to Dana Rose. It gets out of trouble. 58 seconds to go. Up the floor to Holscher. Holscher right wing, dribbling. Elbow in the right, between the legs. Has it stripped. Nice defense. Taken away by Violet of Mechanicsburg. She's on a mission. Down the floor in the lane. Hooked it up short. No good. Rebound low on the left by Schipfer. Foul. Fort Loramie. 2 free throws coming. 42.5 to go till the end of the first half. It's 32-10. In favor of Fort Loramie. Free throws here for Mechanicsburg. It is no good. Off the back iron. Don't forget Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Family owned. Building a quality name. A customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. On the web, TomJerry's.com. One free throw made, one missed by Mechanicsburg, which gets a steal by Forrest. She hurries down the floor, stops, overshoots in the paint. Rebound to Fort Loramie. 26 seconds to go. Long lead out to Meiring, who walked. It wasn't called. Gave it up to Rose. And then Dana stops, top of the circle to reset. Now to Gebhardt, 16 to play. Late second quarter, 32-11 Redskins. Gebhardt, left-hand dribble. Drops it off to Rose behind the arc, near side of the floor. Overshoots with six remaining. Rebound stolen away from Meiring. Nice effort by Emma Violet for Mechanicsburg. She runs the midcourt and guns it high off the backboard. No good. First half over. Wasn't real pretty. Fort Loramie didn't handle it as well as it would like. Redskins with two big-time streaks offensively to start the game, then one midway through the second to lead up at 21, 32-11 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish. Meal after meal after meal at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Redskins up 21 over Mechanicsburg. Fort Loramie 32. Indians 11 here at the outset of our halftime break, which is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, Loramie's got a 15-9 rebounding advantage. Mechanicsburg 4 offensive rebounds, Loramie only 2. The key to me for Fort Loramie is they had 12 turnovers in the first half. Mechanicsburg turned it 16 times. You expect that. You don't expect Loramie to turn it 12. 4-6 from the free throw line for Mechanicsburg, 5-7 for the Redskins. Individual scoring, Mechanicsburg had 2 girls score. They got 6 out of Forrest and 5 out of Schipfer. They scored 4 and 7, 11 points for the half. Loramie, on the other hand, led by Dana Rose with 8. They got 6 from Kenzie Holscher, 6 from Taylor Ratterman. Then they got 4 from Marissa Meiring, 4 from Colleen Brandwee. They got 2 from Putoff. They got 2 from Schultes. They got, and they scored 14 and 18. They lead it 32-11 at the half.
I tell you what, Chuck, the Indians are challenged offensively by Fort Loramie's defense. Mechanicsburg scraps at the defensive end. They themselves have had a number of deflections, and Mechanicsburg's D has helped force some Fort Loramie miscues.
Well, I mean, they're down 21 points, and they are playing as hard right now as they were playing in the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're not going to quit. They're going to play blue-collar Mechanicsburg. That's what you expect to see.
Fort Loramie in transition has been explosive down the floor.
Right, and their turnovers are not in their transition. Their turnovers is in their half-court situation.
Yeah.
So
They
need to clean that up here in the second half.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. First game tonight won by Legacy Christian on a buzzer beater over Rushi, 41-38. Fort Loramie leading by 21 over Mechanicsburg, 32-11. Fort Loramie hoping to advance on to play Cedarville, perhaps at 11 this coming Saturday in a district game at Troy. Legacy Christian could encounter Covington or Franklin Monroe in a game that might be played at 1 at Troy. That would be the second of 3 district games on Saturday. Again, halftime report, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com from Sydney High School. It's the second game of two tonight. Another girls division four sectional title contest, and Fort Loramie is blitzing Mechanicsburg as expected, 32-11. Local Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all over the world. And Local supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local. And it moved to Shelby County in Jackson Center in 1982. Locally, Local is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. New underwriting sponsors tonight on scoresbroadcast.com: Regal Trophy and Awards, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch, online at regaltrophyawards.com. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. That's Dan Eilerman Construction, over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every single home improvement project. Phone 419-582-3824. That's 419-582-3824 for Dan Eilerman Construction. And thanks to Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's Landing. You love the breakfast, open at 6. Very popular in the morning, plus an array of wraps and burgers at noon at Maury's Landing. We'll return with some pre-second half information. 2.5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, 32-11 Fort Loramie over Mechanicsburg on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perkins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, BRUCKENS pub.com. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney! Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
And thank you on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Thanks, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, 498-7282. As we begin the third quarter, Mechanicsburg ball right in front of us. Here's a dribble drive, ball knocked away by Fort Loramie. And then the Mechanicsburg player who had the ball stolen runs right through a Redskin and is guilty of charging.
Yep, Dana Rose took a shot, got back up.
That happened about 4 feet from us.
Yep, I was scared.
Right here at the end of the floor. 7:20 left to go, third quarter. We are perched right on the hardwood at the end line. Extreme south end of the floor, southeast corner. Fort Loramie crowd off to her right, filling the east side section here at Sidney High. The Redskins with a turnover after the offensive foul against Mechanicsburg. Indians have it down the floor, deep left corner. Long triple, Emma Jones. Swish! She's got it. Emma Jones from distance. 32-14, Redskins by 18. Dana Rose to midcourt. Spins, stops her dribble, needs help. Dumps it off to Taylor Ratterman. Baseline left, Kenzie Holscher. She weaves her way into the lane. Back to the basket, goes right back to Ratterman on the arc. Cross court, low on the right to Myring. Ball thrown to Ratterman and cut her in the lane. Now Kenzie. Kenzie right back out to Taylor. Redskins trying to work the ball efficiently now and get the very, very best shot imaginable. And here's a travel. Dana Rose right in front of us. Tried to come to a stop, but dragged the pivot foot.
Two turnovers in the first minute and a half to start the third quarter. And I want to say, Coach Corey Britton here from Fort Loramie, with the cutest girl in the gym by far.
Yep, that's a recent newborn in the family. Head coach of the Redskins, he and his wife here. 6:22 left to go in the third, and we've got a tie-up. Fort Loramie caused it. Mechanicsburg right in front of us at the Indians' offensive end. Coughed up the ball. Well, we've had one bucket in 2 minutes to start the second half. That a three from Mechanicsburg. Redskins have had two or three spurts in this game, Chuck, which you might define as droughts.
Yeah, they've had two or three runs, two or three droughts.
Yep. Deep right corner, Caitlin Gasson. Kennedy Gebhardt, foul line. Back to the basket, now to Ratterman straight away. Taylor, ball high overhead. Angles right, heads toward the corner. Spins back out, pitches in the lane to Kenzie Holscher. She turns, missed it from 10. Rebound, Mechanicsburg. Here come the Indians. Grace Forrest, leading scorer on the year, 13.6. Deep right corner, three ball, Mechanicsburg. It's Jones again, high off the iron. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Long angle pass up the floor for Ratterman, and barreling in on her was Jones to break it up. 5:44 to go here in the third quarter. Timeout, Fort Loramie, which is up 18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Well, I've received a few texts from people, Chuck, who are saying, won't we have a running clock in this game before it's over? I'm not so sure.
Well, if I was a betting man before the game, I would have said yes, but it may not get there.
Here is Fort Laramie inbounding. Low in the right, Dana Rose. She took the cross-court heave, missed the six-footer, but she slapped on the arm. Two free throws for Dana. Describe the rule again for me, Chuck. The lead has got to swell to 35.
35, and then it stays at the running clock unless it gets down below 30.
Okay.
And it starts again.
So
it only stops at timeouts.
So if a dog gets loose in the stands and runs on the court, the clock does not stop.
It just keeps going. Now, if the dog scores, then they stop the clock and give it the game ball.
Two free throws, Dana Rose up and in. 34-14, Fort Laramie by 20. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Dribbling mechanics forgot high. Fort Laramie too aggressive. It's a foul. Well, right now, Fort Laramie's up 20, so the Redskins have got to balloon the lead by 15 points more to get it to 35. Mechanicsburg, obviously, other ideas. Here's a pass far side of the floor to Emma Violet, and Fort Laramie manages to steal, and then Mechanicsburg collides with a Redskin player to get it back and fouls. Caitlin Gasson to midcourt. Caitlin, a 5'3" freshman. She veers off to the left.
She's a sophomore.
I'm sorry. Yep, she's a 10th grader. I'm looking at the 9s and 10s on the roster sheet, and I got a little mixed up. Not a senior on this Fort Laramie roster. Here's an extra pass, a good one. Baseline right. Shot no good, but a foul. And the Redskins will get two free throws here from Marissa Myring. With 5:06 left in the third, and Fort Laramie leading by 20, 34-14. Free throw, Marissa, swish. Second shot upcoming. Indians get a timeout. Just over 5 to play in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Well, we're back at Sydney High School. Jack is checking on Macy Imwally to see if, because she hadn't been in, and she normally gets a lot of playing time, so he was checking on that. We're back with Myring shooting the second free throw, and she missed it. Laramie got the rebound.
She made one, missed one. Apparently, Macy Imwally, it might have stoved a foot briefly in warm-ups. Very minor injury. That's what the Fort Laramie crowd seems to think could have happened. Of course, Macy made the long road back from the early season concussion.
Yep. Well, you don't take chances on that. I mean, in a game that you're going to need her down the road.
Right. 35-14 in favor of the Redskins. Ball inbounded by Fort Laramie after the Mechanicsburg turnover. 4:47 to go here in the third quarter. Ball thrown top of the circle to Myring. Into the post to Rose. Back to the basket. On the arc to Gebhardt. Kennedy on the bounce. 4.5 left in the third. Comes cross court to Gasson. Broken up on the play by Jones, who plowed into Caitlin and knocked her to the deck.
The Mechanicsburg crowd is not happy with that. That was an obvious foul.
Yeah, I thought so too, although I tell you what, it was a little more of a 50-50 ball than we might have thought at first because the defender for Mechanicsburg overplayed it well.
Yeah, I agree, but she also ran over her after she tipped the ball away.
Yeah, Caitlin was in the young lady's path. She needed to avoid her, just flattened her. 4:19 left here in the third. Here's Fort Normie throwing to the post, and it's stolen. Good hustle play by the Indians. 35-14 Fort Normie. Just over four to go in the third quarter. Here is Forrest dribbling off into the right corner. Foul, Fort Normie. This young lady, Grace Forrest, is going to be a star in that Ohio Heritage Conference.
Yep.
Just a 10th grader. 13.6 a game. 63% free throw shooter. 3.5 assists a game. Here is Mechanicsburg inbounding. Head of the key, Emma Violet. Dribbles with the left hand down the side of the lane. Doubled by Brandewee and Holscher. And they jerk it loose. It's on the deck. Tie-up occurs. And that is jump ball number 33 in this game.
And boy, just think if they still did jump balls. Oh, my God. It would still, it'd be halftime.
Mechanicsburg's ball inbounds. It goes to Forrest in the corner. Hooks a pass across the court to Violet. Into the lane. Little bank shot. Chip for, oh, it spun around twice and came out. That was in there like a washing machine and flew out of there to Fort Loramie. Far left side of the floor, it's Colleen Brandewee who's checked back in. Gave it up to Dana Rose, 3.5 to play, third period, 35-14 Redskins. Here's a cross-court pass to Holscher, extra throw down inside, it's caught and laid in. Good dish off to Schultes for two. 3:18 to go third quarter, 37-14 Fort Loramie. Long cross-court pass to Violet. Goes to the foul line. Beneath it. Missed the J. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Here's a 4-on-2 break. Numbers for Fort Loramie. Dana Rose for the Redskins. Barges in from the right flank and scores.
Well, when they get out and run, they are just absolutely unstoppable.
Yep. 39-14 Fort Loramie. 2:53 to go in the third. Deflected pass midcourt by Rose. Fort Loramie with numbers again. Ball thrown to Ratterman, kicked on the play by Mechanicsburg. Again, we'd like to remind you that we are being underwritten in part by these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman, TomJerry's.com. Here's Brandewee, here's Day in the left corner. Or I should say Rose. Rose has got the ball, hands off to a teammate. Good defense by the Indians, which forced a walk. 2:22 remaining in the third, 39-14 Fort Loramie. Redskins have only scored in this period, Chuck, what, 8 points maybe?
32, they got seven.
Seven, that's it.
7-3.
Only 10 points total in the quarter. Good play by Forrest of Mechanicsburg. Well, she dodged a bullet on the arc. A Redskin player nearly knocked her down. She maintained her balance, spun, pulled up, and hit the 15-foot J. Myring counters for Fort Loramie. No good off the heel. Rebound, Holscher, who can't stay in bounds. But more and more of Grace Forrest, and you continue to be impressed. She's a dynamite soft for the Mechanicsburg Indians. She brings it up the floor 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, she does it all.
And she's driving to the basket. Pulls up from 8 feet. Looked like she was fouled. Shot high off the backboard, no good. Knocked out by Fort Loramie. Minute 44 to go. Third quarter, 39-16, Redskins lead. Baseline, left of the hoop. Playmaker, Lanny Wilhelm. Threw it on the arc, got it back. Oh, makes an errant throw right to Gasson. Gasson against Forrest. Caitlin to the rim, got it for two. Oh, out in front of everybody was Caitlin Gasson. She would not be denied. The cross-country meet was on. And she sped to the rim to make it 41-16. Here's Forrest at the foul line for Mechanicsburg. She's boxed up and fouled.
And then Wally has checked into the game now.
That's good.
She must have gotten it loosened up.
Minute 21 to go third quarter. 25-point lead Fort Loramie. Ball thrown into Forrest. Herky-jerky move in the lane. Off-balance 10-footer. Wouldn't go. Rebound down to Meyering. Knocked away by Mechanicsburg. Here come the Indians. Scattered floor. Baseline left to Chipfer. Low in the left to a teammate. Layup is good. In off the bench, Jenny Wallace, 5'8 sophomore. Meyering catches on the block for Fort Loramie. Foul from behind against the Berg. I think I'll call him the Berg rather than the three extra syllables.
I'm sure they call themselves the Berg a lot.
No doubt. 58.8 left. Inbounds, Fort Loramie below the rim. Shoulders catches and drops it through. That was easy. Or was it put off?
No, that was Shoulders.
21, not 31. Two more points for Fort Loramie, which leads it 43-18. 43 ticks on the clock, third quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it is Forrest dribbling to the elbow. Wow. Oh, look at that shot. Fade away. 16-footer, all net. Good-looking jumper by Grace Forrest of Mechanicsburg. Oh, she continues to star for the Indians. Here's Fort Loramie, midcourt ball pried loose by Mechanicsburg, and it's ruled a jump. Arrow favors Fort Loramie, 22.1 to go. That last shot by Forrest, degree of difficulty very high. Wow. She was at the elbow, was well guarded. She had to fade and angle her body to get away from the interference. Gained control in midair and sunk it. 13 seconds to go, third quarter. Redskins up 23. Deep three, left corner. Ratterman, bottom of the well. She poured it through. 4 seconds to go. Mechanicsburg Forrest, midcourt. Stops, long, 28-footer. Off to the right, no good. Fort Loramie, 46. Mechanicsburg, 20. After three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Corey Britton, head coach of the Fort Loramie boys team, came by with his beautiful young daughter. And then he showed me the picture, I think, of his dad in Bradenton, Florida, who listens to every single scoresbroadcast.com webcast.
Well, he's lucky to be able to hear. He's lucky to live in Florida.
Here's a herky-jerky move by number 14, I think, Casey Schipfer of Mechanicsburg.
Yep.
Good play. She darted through the paint to start the fourth quarter, and she notched a two-pointer. Quickly, forecourt right, Fort Loramie. Aaron shot. No good by Brandewee. Gotten back to Mechanicsburg. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Scattered floor. Easy layup. Put off. 48-22 Redskins. 7:27 to go here in the fourth. Grace Forrest drives. Dumps it off in the corner for a teammate. Popped up in the air by Shoulders. Down the floor to Gasson. Redskins have got it back. Gasson on the arc. Straightaway Gebhardt. Left corner put off. Now Brandewee, right side to Gasson, who dumps it off right corner to Gebhardt. Quick three ball. Bingo! She's got it. You talk about a hasty release.
That was a quick release. I'll tell you what, that's Kennedy's first shot of the game.
51-22, Fort Loramie up by 29 with 6:49 to go. Here's Mechanicsburg in the post. Turnaround 10-footer tried by Jenny Wallace. A little lengthy, and the rebound is batted out of bounds off Mechanicsburg. 6:44 to go in the fourth. Here come the Redskins in backcourt. Put off up the right side to Gebhardt. She hustles into the forecourt. And she's being hemmed in, needs help, and the Redskins get a timeout. 6:36 left. Chuck, we'll keep it right here for a moment. Tell our listeners about the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress, the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, all available at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Visit the beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture, always on display. That's GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Redskins inbound, right corner, off a Fort Loramie player's leg. Gebhardt digs it off the hardwood. Foul, Mechanicsburg reaching in.
That should be 1-1.
6 minutes, 29 seconds to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie, with this win, will advance on right now. It looks like an 11 o'clock start against Cedarville in a district tournament game, district championship tilt. 11 a.m. Saturday at Troy. 1-1 Gebhardt, swish. 52-22. The lead is swollen to 30. Again, if it gets to 35, we have a continuous clock. It stays that way. Excuse me. If the lead remains, what, 30 or better?
30 or better.
Okay. Kennedy hits each foul shot. 53-22, Fort Loramie leads. 6:20 left in the fourth. None other than Grace Forrest dribbling into the left corner for Mechanicsburg, and Schultes is a bit too aggressive, hip to hip. Ball out of bounds to the Indian side court. Playmaker Lanny Wilhelm.
It's been a well-called game.
I'm
impressed.
Beautifully officiated. Deep in the left corner, it goes to Forrest. Lobbing baseline, handled there by Schiffer. From the short corner, missed a 10-footer, got the rebound back. No, but she's hacked on the arm. And the finish of this game being slowed down now by numerous fouling. Free throw Mechanicsburg, two-shotter. First is good for L.A. Schiffer. 6:13 to go, fourth quarter, 53-23 Fort Loramie. Make it 53-24 as Schiffer connects twice. Redskins on the floor with Corinne Heitkamp again. Corinne's checked in, 5'6 soft. Kenzie Holscher out there, Dana Rose, Colleen Brandewee, Jaden Putoff, 5'10 soft. Redskins throw it opposite to Holscher. Holscher inside the arc, lengthy two-pointer, swish. 19-footer by Kenzie, who usually doesn't step out that far. But boy, she looked smooth on that one. Like
that's
she shoots
form, man.
Yeah, like she shoots them every day. Baseline left, drive, Casey Schiffer, Mechanicsburg, crowds her way to the rim, loops it up, and she's hacked on the arm. She'll get a pair. Two free throws for Casey. A lot of clock stoppages here in the fourth quarter. Casey, a left-hander, rimmed the free throw. 55-24, Fort Loramie. Again, Fort Loramie to play Cedarville. 11 a.m. Saturday at Troy District Championship. Second free throw, yes. Here's Corinne Heitkamp in backcourt. To Rose, to midcourt to Holscher, foul line. Baseline right, short J in the air, Brandewee, good. Well done. Two straight swishes on jumpers. A couple of deuces by the Redskins. Knocked down by Holscher and Brandewee. Here's a right wing shot by Forrest. A little heavy. It sprays off the rim. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow, Fort Loramie.
Good box out and rebound by Schultes.
Here's Dana Rose. Midcourt to Corinne Heitkamp. Up the floor to a teammate. Cross court to Holscher. She enters the lane. Goes to Brandewee, right corner. Kenzie, foul stripe. On the arc to Rose, inside the arc. Dumps it baseline left. Corinne Heitkamp in among the trees. Congested, low on the left. Foul, though. Indians.
I think it's Schultes.
It was Schultes. who managed to wedge out space and get to the basket. Two free throws coming. First is on the way. Hit the back iron. 57-25 Fort Loramie. 5:05 to go in the fourth. Second free throw, Ava. Got it. 5 minutes even remaining. Forrest to midcourt for Mechanicsburg, which trails by 33, 2 points away from the 35-point spread in the running clock. Deep in the right corner, Wilhelm circles. Cross court for Forrest. Broken up by Brandewee. Run out the other direction. Driving layup left hand. Might have been fouled. No call. Loose in the deck. Redskins get it back. Straight away to Rose. She chucks up a three. Bullseye. Dana Rose nails it to take the contest out to a 36-point spread. Running clock. Mechanicsburg, quick three. Straight on. Forrest. No good. Rebound to Rose. Rose in backcourt. Hand off to Heitkamp. Timeline Brandewee. Left wing Holscher. Starts in. Right back out to Dana. Cross court pass. A good one. Low on the right. Schultes open. She's chopped up on the arm. Couple of free throws coming here for Fort Loramie with 4:02 to go in the game. And the lead is 36. Clock does not stop on free throws, right?
Correct. Timeouts only. Or an injury.
Free throw, no. Of course, on free throws, you're restricted in terms of time. You don't have all day.
You can't stand there for 3 minutes. You know, no. I think technically, I've never seen it called, but technically you got 10 seconds. That's free throw.
That's what I thought. I thought it was 10. So you could milk the clock at the free throw line, at the free throw stripe.
You could hold the ball. It's a stall.
In a continuous clock game. 3:25 to go. One free throw made, one missed by Schultes. 62-25 Redskins. Here's Hamby in the post. Turnaround. 10-footer. Bouncing. No good. Strong rebound. Low on the right. Ellie Schipfer. Clawed away by Fort Loramie. And at side court, a black shirt's got the ball, but she's out of bounds.
Yep, she had an arm laying on the sideline.
3 minutes, a second to go in the fourth. Thrown in bounds by Mechanicsburg, top of the circle. Hamby, 25 feet away. Skips it opposite to Emma Jones. Long lob, leading Schipfer on the inside. Tied up by the Redskins. Mechanicsburg arrow. Beneath the backboard, Emma Jones will flip it in play. Emma looks for the cutter, Forrest. She's clogged up. Now it goes on the play to 14, Schipfer. She leans in from 8 feet. Redskins crowd thought it was a good block up high, but it's called a foul. And Casey Schipfer toes the stripe with two. Clock continues to run, 209, 208. Free throw swirls and comes out. Changes again for Fort Loramie. Two youngsters sit down. Foul shot good. One made, one missed by Casey Schipfer. Here's a steal by Forrest in backcourt for Mechanicsburg. Driving, missing, no good. Rebound by the Berg. Foul against Fort Loramie with a minute 40 to go. Clock still runs. 62-26 in favor of the Redskins. At Clara Gebhardt into the game now for Fort Loramie. Left-handed free throw is on target by Schipfer. 1-2-3 changes for Mechanicsburg. Indians will close out the year 16-9. Another highly successful campaign for head coach Christy Dodane. Two free throws up and in, 62-28. Minute to go in the fourth. Good to see Macy Imwaller out there for a second short stint.
And Riley Heitkamp, another freshman out there.
Riley and Corinne.
And boy, can she shoot it.
Yes. Here is Fort Loramie working the ball around into the post. Off balance, 10-footer off to the right. No good. Rebound is jammed out of bounds by Mechanicsburg. Fort Loramie will throw it in. 30 seconds to go. Ball lob, foul line. 15-foot jumper, rattling in and out. Tough break. It missed. Rebound low in the right. No, but a foul, Mechanicsburg.
And I'm telling you what, I'm not positive who 32 is.
That's not Gebhardt, or I should say Clara.
No, she's 41.
Right.
But whoever it is just made a free throw.
Free throw good by Fort Loramie to make it 63-28. Time will expire on the second free throw, which is no good, and it does. Continuous clock draws to a halt. It's all over. Redskins win it by 35, 63-28. Fort Loramie advancing on to meet Cedarville in a district championship game at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning at Troy. And we'll be right there with all the coverage for you, play-by-play in color, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Redskins advance to 24-1 on the year, win the sectional title, taking three straight, finishing it off, climaxing the championship with the victory 63-28 over Mechanicsburg. Redskins, a few too many turnovers. I'm sure head coach Carlos Siegel would agree. The Redskins' transition game was very good. It was lickety-split in high gear. The defense outstanding, as it always is. Half-court offense, a little spotty at times for Fort Loramie. Had droughts in the first and third quarters, but certainly plenty more than needed to defeat Mechanicsburg tonight. Final score once again, 63-28. Chuck, a quick look at the scoring and our Clancy's Award winners.
On the Mechanicsburg side, they were led by their super soft freshman, or their super soft, she's not both. Grace Forrest, she had 10. And they got Emily Schiffer, a senior, bowed out with 7. I thought she was good. And then Casey Schiffer, a junior, 5'8 junior, scored 6 points all in the fourth quarter. But they battled. They didn't quit. That's something they can take to the locker room.
Tell you what, that's the culture of Mechanicsburg basketball.
No doubt. I mean, they turned Loramie over 18 times.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of turnovers. On the Loramie side, they were led by Dana Rose with, to me, a quiet 15. I didn't know she had that many, but she had 15. They got 9 from Taylor Ratterman, 8 from Kenzie Holscher, and 8 from Ava Schultes. And my players of the game for Loramie are going to be Dana Rose and Kenzie Holscher.
That's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And thank you in Rushi to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Call Chris North to learn about your veterans' benefits, 937-498-7282. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie.
Great.
M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. Thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, from which you just heard, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, Frisch's Troy, Tip City, Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery. John Hemp will give you his very best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. I believe I mentioned Dickman in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And AAG, American Architectural Glass, Inc. in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, Route 25A, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear, Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center. U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Chuck, I'm wondering if we will, here in a matter of seconds, get a second game final from Brookville in Girls Division 4. Playing in that contest was Covington and Franklin Monroe. Tri-Village did eke out.
They won in overtime over Bradford.
Yeah, game one. So they're behind schedule maybe because of the OT.
Yeah, it's possible.
Country Day will now play the winner of that Tri-Village-Bradford game. Tri-Village meets Country Day. And I think the 3 o'clock game, the third of three, Troy District on Saturday, game two would pit Legacy Christian, which beat Rushi here tonight, against the Covington Franklin Monroe winner, Covington top seed favorite. And Fort Loramie, by virtue of this victory, meets Cedarville in the 11 o'clock district championship game. And by the way, the winners of games one and two at the district play in the regional. So if things go according to plan, that could be a Fort Loramie-Covington matchup in region semi-action.
Well, I just heard that Franklin Monroe is ahead at halftime.
Oh.
I don't have a score yet. I sent score with a question mark.
That's a mild surprise, which is underway. Covington, the higher seed, favored. But you never know. That could be a shocker. Had one at Troy Boys last night. Newton defeated Legacy Christian, the number two seed, which was ousted by 3 points.
Well, I heard two teams this year that played Covington, Tri-Village being one of them, played a triangle and two, and they played both defensive players on Samantha Whiteman. I've never heard of that in my life. and so they're playing two man-to-man on her, and they're playing a triangle inside. And they ended up beating them by like 8 points. Whiteman still had 12.
Wow.
Being double-teamed.
Well, we covered a game at Ottoville several weeks ago, Minster Girls against Ottoville. Ottoville well-coached. Coach Clayman does an outstanding job. And I could have sworn that for most of the game, he doubled Courtney Pringer with two young ladies, doubled Ivy Wolf with two young ladies, and then put one defender on the other three. But Minster's too good.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I if somebody double-teamed my best player like that and played a triangle, I'd put her out by half court and let her stand there. And I'd play them four on three, and I'm pretty sure I'd kill them.
A lot of fun tonight. A doubleheader here at Sydney. Rushi upset in the first one. Well, I shouldn't say upset. They were a three seed.
Yeah.
Legacy Christian a two. And the final tally was 41-38 in favor of Legacy over Rushi. Rushi beaten. And somewhere here, Chuck, I had the Rushi record on the year. Raiders wound up overall losing a grand spanking total of 10. 15-10 on the year, 8-4 finish in the Shelby County League, good enough for third. Rushi 15-10. Lose key starters. Did play some young ladies down the stretch of the season. They gained experience. Head coach Andy Timmerman won't be starting all over, will be rebuilding to some degree. Rushi, by the end of the year next season, should be pretty strong. Raiders closed out, losing to Legacy Christian 41-38. On a buzzer beater by Kathleen Honor. Raiders dropped it by three, wound up the campaign at 15-10. Fort Loramie with the win, now 24-1, play Cedarville at 11 on Saturday. I think I've said that five times already.
We're going to play at 11 o'clock. That's six times. Franklin Monroe up 24-15 early in the third quarter.
My goodness. They're putting the defensive whammy on Covington and Samantha.
If you can shut Whiteman down, no disparaging remark for the other players, but she really doesn't get a lot of help.
No. Again, new underwriting sponsors. We share with you the Dan Eilerman Construction team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. They will work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Phone 419-582-3824, Dan Eilerman Construction. Regal Trophy and Awards, Regal for the crowning touch, on the web at regaltrophyawards.com, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. And thanks to Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. Catch the catch of the day at night, outstanding fish. Wraps and burgers at noon, very popular in the morning, open at 6. Breakfasts have a great reputation at Maury's.
If they opened at noon, I might get there.
Not sure how late they serve the breakfast. But
I would love to. I want to try it. Yeah. I'm always looking for new restaurants. We go out quite a bit in the summertime, and I love finding new places to go.
Very neat environment outdoors. It's like a paradise island.
I'd take that.
Decor with the palm trees and the awnings and the pennants and flags blowing. Neat environment at Maury's, no question about it, and great food. That wraps it up here tonight at Sydney. Again, our final scores, Legacy Christian 41, Rushi 38, and defeating Mechanicsburg was Fort Loramie. Chuck, that final?
63-28.
That's what I thought. 63-28, Redskins by 35 in the nightcap. For Ron Mooney, our scores, broadcast.com chief engineer. For Chuck McBee, on-site engineering. Scoring, stats, you name it, color. This is Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Sydney. Our next webcast on scoresbroadcast.com. Doubleheader from Pickwood tomorrow night at 5:40. Two games for you. Lower bracket boys sectional semifinals. For Ron and Chuck, Jack Kramer, good night on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.